So as we isolate this organism, we have what we call the BX. It is a very complicated method and technique. The first material that we isolated was from an ulcerated breast mass that I received from the Paradise Valley Hospital in National City. We used and chose an unulcerated breast mass because we'd have less chance of outside contamination. I took those blocks, about 4 millimeters square, and I placed them in my K-media. I incubated them. I had no results. I changed them at different temperatures. I had no results. I was running at that time possibly 400 transfers a day and determining the effect that the argon, neon, and krypton gas using as a bombardment in a loop would have upon the growth of pathogenic bacteria. We wanted to determine if it would stimulate or retard the growth. And I was running those things through, as I say, 400 and 500 transfers a day. And there was a vacant tube, a loop that was standing, and this one tube that I had with this malignant tissue in was standing on the bench along there, and it might just as well have had a red flag on it. So I picked this thing up, and I dropped it in this argon loop. I left it for 24 hours till I was making my transfers the next day, and I looked at it. I saw that it had a cloudiness in it, which it did not have before. Well, I examined it immediately under the microscope, and I found nothing. And I chemically analyzed it, and I found out that it had been ionized by this bombardment of this 5,000 volts in this argon loop. So there's only one counteraction of ionization, that's oxidation. So I put it in a 2-inch water bath, a 2-inch vacuum, and left it in the incubator for 24 hours. And I brought it out, and it had changed again, and I immediately put it under the microscope and began rotating my prisms, and I finally found it alive and teeming with one of the smallest of any of the filterable forms we had yet seen. In a purplish-red refraction under the monochromatic light, they were less than a 20th of a micron in dimensions.